night of Pentecost and the diversities and the divisions that people came together and heard in their own language what was being said. So let's walk into the light that God has given us this day. And let peace be on earth. And let it begin with me. Most importantly, let it begin with me.
Yes.
This is our Savior, Sixth and Wall, the happy place, and we're so pleased that you are here to join us today. So this is the day of Pentecost. So if you're running around trying to figure out what you're going to wear today, pull something red out.
This is what we're used to here at Our Savior. And it's always cute how members say the week before, now next week we have to wear red. Well, I don't know you have to. We're not bound by it. It's tradition. So
I'm wearing red.
Yeah. And sometimes people say, well, I have red in my underwear. That should be dinner. Okay, whatever way you get it. We also, when it was conducive for this, we received red flowers that we'd put out in the flower beds of the church. So we greet you in the name of the risen Lord Jesus. And for WPHM, on the AM side of your dial, 1380. And hopefully on the podcast today or tomorrow, you will pick us up at WPHM.net. You also may be hearing us on simulcast instead of a radio, actually on your pad, phone, or computer. All are technologically available for you. I regret that as of Thursday, is when I noticed that our podcast for the previous two Sundays were not hosted there. So I connected with the manager of the station, and he was now informed, had not known it. So he was getting on. I noticed as of this morning, we're still not posted on the website, but he assured me by Monday we would be there. Apparently somebody is on vacation and it was overlooked. So we appreciate promptness and correctingness for those who are home because of the pandemic. We need this form of communication. We greet you here this day. Radio Bonds sponsorship is by Carolyn Seifert. She is a lifelong member of St. Martin Lutheran Church, our sister church downtown. She is also dedicated in memory of her loved ones, but especially her mother. Mother passed away 8 years ago, and she would, when she was bedfast and homebound, she would stay at listening to us on the website. So. We appreciate you, Carolyn. Thank you for making this broadcast possible. Just mention at the beginning here, you're going to, if I remember later on, you're going to hear me mention about we are tentatively looking at a church council meeting. This will be executive committee plus all those of chairs, committees, and boards elected by the congregation at last year's November meeting. We were looking at June 9th, which is our regular scheduled meeting at 7 p.m. at Our Savior. We will listen acutely to the governor's warning. Should we open right now, the standing is 10 or less. We're hoping for that week it will become up to 25 or more. So we will wait, and then we'll definitively say the meeting is June 9th. So be ready, June 9th. One item of business, no reports as such, you'll get everything in paper. But the one area of business is who and how and who is going to be responsible for the care of the building in between, day by day, 7 days a week, every week, until things change for us. For sanitizing rooms, restrooms, pews, every contact surface, who's going to take the temperatures, what devices will we use, who's going to get the chemicals to sanitize things, because most people know they're scarce to come by. But to open, we must be ready for those realities. There's the nitty gritty. Okay, we're here to worship. Pentecost is our day, and it's a recognition that this was the day, and for those who have been inside the facility of our Savior, you know our Pentecost window, Ascension window, is in the narthex. It's that massive, I'm looking up at it, probably 25 feet tall, vertical, beautiful stained glass window. The Ascension and the day of Pentecost, the giving of the Holy Spirit. So our entrance hymn, I wish I could do some more, but our repertoire of music is not available to do this one. I guide you to Facebook, and there was a posting. It is on YouTube, and it'll be one that's entitled, O Day Full of Grace. It was circulating in an electronic world this past week. You'll see it on my page for Our Savior. And that particular selection is made up of 900 musicians of the Lutheran Church musicians, and they are done by Zoom or some similar electronic device that puts all these faces and all these instruments together. But here is To God Be the Glory, our entrance in for this day. Oh, come.
but purer and higher and greater will be our wonder transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. All come to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. He has done.
And that is why we gather in His name. Great things He has done. Our greeting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Hymn of Praises, special selection. It's been prepared for us by Denver and Jack D. Terry with overlays electronically with their saxophones. Let me give you some lead in verse words so you understand the song. It's going to go rather. Pardon that interruption. It's going to go rather fast, and it is instrumental, so you don't hear these words. But let me speak the chorus and first verse, so you know the gist of this celebration. It's called Soul, S-O-U-L, like Soul Train, as Brad D. Terry told me, Soul on Fire. So refrain is, God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing.
You don't have to call us. We know who's doing that. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire, till I am a soul on fire. First verse, just so you get the gist of it. Lord, restore the joy I had. Perhaps you're feeling that during these many weeks of being laid low or out of job. I have wandered. Bring me back in this darkness, lead me through till all I see is you. And then the refrain again. We hear their version, saxophone, wonderful addition.
Thank you.
So we thank them for that selection. I want you to know behind the scenes, the Tetarios have really been great. Not only does this give us a chance to use their God-given talents and perfect their skill, but also they too are acquiring learning and resourcing, preparing their selections for us in our worship. So God can use the bad of this particular situation of disease and death to be glorified in the gifts of God's people. That's what Pentecost is all about. So, salutation for our day. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
O God, on this day, you opened the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Now, as many of you may know, usually on the Sunday of Pentecost, everybody tries to pass this particular lesson on to
other people, but primarily to Cheryl. She's
if you're not tongue-tied.
Sticks to her.
It does come from Acts, chapter 2, selected verses. But still listen carefully, even though it's extremely familiar. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Midians, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, in Asia, Phrygia, Philippi, Egypt, and parts of Liberia belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's wonderful deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexing to one another. What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire, smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm comes from Psalm 104, selected verses. The antiphon is, send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wild, with its swarms too many to number, living things both small and great.
There goes the ships to and fro, and the Leviathan, which you made for the sport of it.
All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. Send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth.
You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created. So you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your works. Send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth.
You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains, and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah. Send forth your spirit. And renew the face of the earth. The second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, selected verses. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the discernment of spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one, and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body. So it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. We were all made to drink of one Spirit. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Powerful readings, first two lessons. Now we come back for the gospel, since these are the days in which Jesus walked the earth. So this is from the 20th chapter, the last chapter of John, which you get resurrection appearances and before he dies statements. So from the 20th chapter, beginning with verse 19, glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. So Jesus came, he stood among them. He said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands as well as his injured side. The disciples rejoiced that they had seen the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with you and all of us as the body of Christ and the world and the people God has loved. Amen. As I was jotting down some thoughts in the last 2 hours to kind of introduce the message for the day. See, this is really live. This is really impromptu. This is totally guided and hopefully inspired by God. This week has been a week of contradictions. A week of contradictions. So let me suggest to you some of the ones. First one. This was one of the hottest weeks for us so far this summer. We set some records and broke records. And then when you woke up this morning, for those of you still in your lounging pajamas or still in bed listening to this broadcast or replay on a podcast, you were listening to us when it was 40 degrees. When I got up this morning at 3:30, it was 42 degrees. Now, when we got into the church this morning, it was up to 46. Whew, heat wave, not at all like this last week. Major contrast. You swear it was fall, not summer. Well, that was one big contrast. Then there was another kind of a contrast. We were probably the closest. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday when on the news about the pandemic and the disease of COVID-19. That we were pretty close, and at least 11 researchers around the world in their own context of researching for a virus protection, some kind of an immunization imminent, where once it said it could be as long as 4 or 5 years. And everybody said, oh no, can't possibly be. Let's pray. Well, now they came out this last week, and though they're still negative speakers, they're saying it's not going to be. Well, anyways, they were projecting it could be discovered, manufactured, and available as soon as the end of this year calendar or the first of next year. That will be great news. But on the other side, if you remember on Friday, they announced not that we celebrated, but remembrance of 100,000 people who became patients and died by that disease. In the United States alone, let alone around the world. Bad news, but good news. The other one was the third one, which really kind of got us why we chose the hymn for the prelude, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Behind the scenes, Sharon Hudson always said to me, Pastor, let's make sure we sing this at the end of the service on Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, and at Christmas. So we played it before it came fully on the air for you to hear it, but we wanted to make sure at least was being heard if we got picked up early. Let there be peace on earth. Well, this last week, after a patient wait on Saturday, a launch was successful. First time in 10 years, Americans using American propulsion got a person back up to the space station from the United States. And not by government as much as it was by private enterprise in tandem with government. Understand, that was great news, a wonderful boost to the egos and human achievement, right? Flip side. There was a death that took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Unnecessary, unjust, perhaps, because we don't know all the details. But that has spurred for many people, not the just cause, but being out of control like animals, like insurrectionists, and people, and innocent people having businesses destroyed, humanity gone wild and crazy. Oh, what a bad show on the part of humanity. Yeah. Contrast, radical in those three examples, just in this week, and probably in your life too. Isn't life like that? Good news, bad news. I got some good news, I got some bad news. What do you want to hear first? So there you go. We go to the text. We've got disciples. I don't know if you looked at the text of Acts in your own personal Bible study. They went through a rather major metamorphosis. They did not know how they were going to come out. They only know that Jesus says, okay, man, I got some good news for you. You're going to come out of this and receive the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to expect you to go out and be witnesses to the world. Now, here comes the bad news. You're going to die for doing this. Lord, can you pass the orders over to somebody else? Good news, bad news. So in those days between, just the first 40 that he walked the earth with them, had meals with them, and he continued to teach them. And then the last 10 days before the day of Pentecost, imagine what they were thinking. They didn't know. They didn't have a preview of a liturgical calendar. Pentecost was in 10 days. That's when we get the Spirit. They had no idea how long it was. They were waiting for some signs, something major changing. How will we know? And are we ready to accept the assignment? And I think they were nervous because it may come true, but were they the people it should accept the assignment? Then in the course of the events of this week, I also participated in the experiment I'd love to do, and that is taking caterpillars and bringing them into full gestation of a major metamorphosis. That's your word for the week, metamorphosis. Major structural change from multiple legs to six legs, from a belly-crawling critter on plants or ground to a airborne flying structure. And then on NOVA, if you watch public broadcast, last Sunday night, oh Lord, provided it, went going through the history of the butterfly's life in different countries, different species of butterflies. Gotta watch public broadcast, great stuff. It's not just all Sesame Street. Consequently, they talked about how even the structure of the caterpillar's mouth from crunching leaves became a tongue that lassoed out and came back in drinking nectar. I never thought of the structure of their mouth being changed too. Well, in the course of things, the caterpillar, becoming a butterfly, goes through a major change, metamorphosis. Likewise, we Christians, upon death, why the symbol for the church, the butterfly, go through a major metamorphosis, so too on Pentecost. The culmination of the loneliness of separation from the Lord Jesus Christ, they're in the upper room. They're scared because the doors are still locked. They're not trusting Jesus for his full word that he'll protect them. I'll be with you always to the end of the age. Yeah, but we're going to lock the doors just anyways. So now they go out on the street corners, the Acts account tells us. Peter, coward, denier of Christ, proclaims, these are not drunk. These are people who can speak in your native language. That's why it sounds strange to you. And they are not doing crazy things. They are proclaiming the kingdom of God. In these last days, they are fulfilling as of this day the pouring of God's Holy Spirit upon all flesh. And everybody who hears my words and the words that we disciples carry to you, who call on the name of the Lord, will be saved. This is the beginning of the church. This is why it's called Birthday Sunday. If you saw me on videotape for Our Savior page, you'll hear me go into more detail about this. It is our birthday, the birth of proclaiming Christ to the world. That's why we're here. And notice at the first event, there was great diversity of people, different languages, different cultures. Only thing common was that they were male Jews. Other than that, they didn't know each other. They were strangers. But God began to make for himself the people he always wanted. Just as the Tower of Babel separated people by speaking different languages to frustrate them from building a temple to reach God, now God, from God's source, has brought us the divine word to make us one people in him. Second reading from 1 Corinthians 12. Nobody can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Variety of gifts, but their origin are all the same. Doesn't matter what you have. What matters is its source was God, and it was for a God purpose you received it. So do a fearless moral inventory. That's language of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. To look over your life and say, are you a good steward of the Spirit God has given me? Or have I sat on it, buried my treasure, which was one of the parables of the Lord Jesus, and locked it away because I knew you were a stern figure and you wouldn't want me to waste it. I didn't want to lose it. No, you take that gift of God and you use it for the kingdom's glory. So, that Spirit is poured out. It's making one people, as Paul refers to in 1 Corinthians. This is the magnificent chapter that's leading us into that transition of the first verses of 1 Corinthians 13 that many people remember at the time of June or their wedding, about speaking in tongues. Now I wish I had the greatest gift, the gift of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not demand its own way. Love's ego does not get in the way with what is true or what is good or God-pleasing. Love heals. Love binds, does not seek danger, threat, or impairment upon a neighbor. Cannot walk by the stranger and say, oh, God bless you, and then let them die of starvation. We understand that all these gifts, as Paul says, are activated by one and the same Spirit. They have come together in this part called the church. The ekklesia is the Greek word, the called out people. You and I are called out people. We leave behind the old, kind of like the caterpillar does, to take on the new, to rise above the commonness of sin, the brokenness of humanity, the frailties of the flesh, to claim our identity in Jesus Christ. Children, brothers and sisters to Christ, members of the family of God, they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They'll know we are Christians by our love. All this stuff that's going around us in this culture, it just turns our stomachs. Because you're seeing raw reality of what the human flesh left to itself will do. It will put down others, claim it's has the supreme right over anybody else. Good Lord, I'm God too. No, you're not. But you will answer to the true God, and judgment will come upon you. Come to the gospel lesson. It's the text in which Jesus says, peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give, but it's the peace. That's the real McCoy. There's imitations of everything in the world. There's imitation love. There's imitation healing. There's real love. There's real healing. And we realize that the world will always try to copy, but it can't do the real McCoy. Only God can. And it's the work of the Holy Spirit to make it possible. So Jesus breathes on his disciples, and he gives them his Holy Spirit. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. We understand that peace is the gift of God. The Greek word is irene. And I like that sound because I learned that 50 years ago. It's a neat word, irene. It comes, sounds like rain, irene. And it's poured down from heaven above. We began, not that we chose it yesterday, but we began it with, let there be peace on earth. The story behind the scene of that hymn, did research before coming to church and then using my phone to do the broadcast of that hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth, was a gal in 1955. She had come to the end of what would have been her earthly existence, not finding God, not finding peace, not joy. She was contemplating suicide. Then somehow, somebody did the act that God wants each of us to do, spoke a word of hope, encouragement. In her own words, she kind of says that, you know, then I began to understand that this God of ours was speaking to me, that there was a life-saving joy of God's peace and unconditional love to be found in Christ. Therefore, she changed her course. She made the decision and surrendered to God. And her life changed, and she gave us that beautiful hymn for 1955, Let There Be Peace on Earth. And Vince Gill was happy she did because he made a best-selling recording of it. So peace is the gift of God. There will not be peace on this earth, which means if it's based on us, it doesn't happen. The perfect peace will come in Christ. Parousia is coming again among us. And when that peace takes place, oh, blessed peace for eternity, the God of peace, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And our service continues. Let me get the sermon hymn. Be still, my soul, before our God, let us be still.
Voice who ruled them while he dwelt.
We affirm our faith, the faith of resurrection, the faith of hope in the midst of darkness and pandemics, in the Apostles' Creed. So if you'll join with me.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator
of heaven and earth.
I believe in
Jesus Christ,
God's
only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a Virgin Mary.
Suffered
under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died,
and was buried.
He descended
to the dead. On the third day he rose again.
He
ascended into heaven.
He
is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And
he will come to judge
the living
and the dead.
I believe
in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness
of sins,
the resurrection
of the body,
and
the life everlasting.
Amen.
Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We call on your your Spirit to unity, giving thanks for our different vocations, active and utilize the diverse gifts present in your church, that they reveal your love for all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Call on your Spirit of life, present in air, wind, humidity, storms, and oxygen in our atmosphere, breathing energy into all things. Hear your breath, the whole creation, especially those who struggle to breathe due to air pollution. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We call on your Spirit of righteousness wherever we as a people are divided, unite us. Wherever we are prideful, humble us. Give each of us a heart for justice and empathy. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We call on your Spirit of healing. Bless nurses, doctors, midwives, chaplains, counselors, and hospice workers. As they care for those in need, we pray for all who long for comfort. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We call in your spirit of friendship, as Elizabeth welcomed Mary to her home. Give us a spirit of welcome to those whom we meet in this congregation and outside these doors. Surprise us daily with unexpected grace, that we rejoice in every blessing you send. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We call on your spirit of hope, as we have led your saints in all times and places. Stir in us the desire to follow your example. Lead us from death to the new life in you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we give you thanks for the healing that has begun for Angel Oswald in her recent surgical procedure. We pray, O Lord, for comfort and support for the family of Sherry Volk, who we prayed for last week for healing, did not come in this life, and she has passed away. Receive her, Lord, into your grace, your mercy, your peace. Be with all who grieve, with the 100,000 individual families that have been infected by this nasty disease, and any disease, and all the cancers that take place in this world, Lord. For all the senseless violence and victims of violence, for all the conditions of injustice, Lord, we pray for your presence and healing touch. So with bold confidence, knowing that you are love and you represent love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We pray together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
At this point in our service, there would be a time for us to respond to the Word of God by offering our talents, our skills, our fruits of our hands, the labors that we perform, and sharing that which is of material to do ministry in a material world. Please remember, you can use mail to support our Savior's ministry, or the radio ministry you're enjoying right now. Use as well, contact your bank for their local protocols. You can use direct sending of your offering and not write a paper check, nor use a credit card where there's a service charge for both the institution and for us who receive it. But rather to give support to many things, not just our ministry, but also for the construction for Mid-City Nutrition, during this time as they need to feed more and more people. To remember also the Blue Water Food Pantry. Also to remember as we come closer to our goal to reach it for the Organ Repair Fund, which began the beginning of this year. It seems like an eternity ago. Again, I kind of remind you of the radio sponsorships, such as they are, as I gave at the beginning of the service. Today is Carolyn Seifert, and we thank you, Carolyn. Donna Taylor has next week, doing in memory of Joan Potter and Don Porter. I was going through old pictures just in the last 2 days and saw their faces over and over again, and I said that they left us. Lois and Lloyd Parker, I mentioned last week, if you can get them a card, they're going to celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary. I don't know if you know anybody married that long, but it's a gift of God. And we thank them for still being with us. Then June 21st will be Mary Patterson. She will also supply the lawn care support that day, that week. So we thank Mary and her support for memory of Don Martin. The next date is June 28th. Bill and Kay Price celebrate their 54th wedding anniversary and sponsor the radio. So the month of June is fully booked, and we thank everybody for that. So if you wish to sponsor a time in July or August, please contact our Savior. You can leave it by phone and or send it in by check or snail mail that we can acknowledge and put you on our calendar. Again, I remind you, Church Council is tentatively looking at June 9th, 7 o'clock. You'll hear more, as we know more, about what that meeting can be like. But for all the members and for those who listen to us, potential attendees of worship, please understand we're going to follow safety for the members, for those who worship. So it's not going to be at all like it was. Hugs, kisses, and all that good stuff. It's going to be what's safe, respectful of other people's lives. Okay. So our offering hymn, Seek Ye First, the Kingdom of God, we offer ourselves to God. What?
I was just going to ask if I could do the offering prayer.
Sure, but that comes up after the hymn.
Oh, I just want to make sure that people know that we're praying for them.
It's technically supposed to be mine.
Oh, well, can I do it?
Sure, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Who argues with a woman, not me?
Exactly. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Feed us again at this table for service in your name, in the strength of the risen Christ. Amen.
Amen. And we will do the offering hymn. Now that Cheryl's done the... May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead praise you to new life with hope and turning your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And our next selection as we go off.
Before we do that, I will do the postlude, the
dismissal.
Dismissal.
Yes, go right ahead.
Christ is risen, just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
Now you heard it. The woman had the last word.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're outnumbered anyway.
I love to tell the story.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. it satisfies my longing as none.